Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. There's an update today on the research into a brain disease linked to football players. Researchers have found a high prevalence of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, in the brains of more than 200 players. Joining us to talk about this is WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer. Hi, Shira.
Hi, Deb.
So this research, which was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, looked at the brains of more than 200 former players?
Yep, 200. Two former players, correct.
And what'd they find?
Well, they found a prevalent, you know, they were able to diagnose CTE in 87% of those brains. And that included, out of 111 former NFL players, 110 diagnoses of CTE in those brains.
Remind us again what CTE is and what it causes.
Yeah, CTE is a degenerative brain disease that is found in people who have suffered repeated blows to the head. And the symptoms at the early stages are typically dizziness, a little attention deficit disorder, headaches. Then it progresses to memory loss, erratic behavior. And at the end stages, there's dementia and suicidality.
Mm. Now, you mentioned 202 players total, 111 in the NFL, so not all NFL players.
All but one.
But overall, of the 202, we're not just talking about NFL.
Correct.
So who was looked at?
So they tested a wide range from going from high school players to semi-pro players to college players to players who had competed in the Canadian Football League, which is sort of the Canadian NFL equivalent.
And so is there a common thread there, a message for all athletes who may be at risk of this brain disease if they are, in fact, in a position, in, you know, continuous positions where their heads are getting hit?
I think this basically confirms what many people know, that in contact sports where you are subject to repetitive head trauma, repetitive, blows, whether it's concussion or subconcussive hits that don't quite meet the criteria of concussions, you are at risk of developing CTE and the symptoms that come along with that.
Mm-hmm. What do you think parents should take from this if their children are playing a sport that might involve repeated hits like that?
I think they should be concerned. Yeah. I mean, I think one of the things that this study attempts to do, and I talked to one of the co-first authors, Dr. Jesse Mez, yesterday about this study, and he said, you know, part of it is to raise awareness, and part of it also is about putting together the puzzle of who CTE affects, what the long-term effects are, who's more susceptible to CTE. So they're learning more and more about this disease. And I think parents and people who, whether they're playing, their kids are playing football, soccer, rugby, ice hockey, have to be very, very cautious and also hope that researchers are on a bit of a fast track to learning more about this disease. Sort of the holy grail of this research and what this is building toward is to be able to diagnose this in living human beings. At this point, you can only diagnose CTE post-mortem. Hmm. So they're trying to learn more, and this is a first step, a building block toward that living diagnosis, at which point you can develop treatment.
Right. Now, what about some of the other limitations of this study?
Well, I think it should be, you know, recognized that this, you know, was only a sample of football players. There were no controls. There was no control in this study. So you don't have people who didn't play football. So we don't know what the direct effect of playing football is in terms of developing CTE. Also, of, you know, the 202 brains that were studied, they were donated to this brain bank because the family members or the athletes, the football players themselves, saw symptoms while they were living. Either they were depressed, they were disoriented, they suffered severe headaches, perhaps dementia, and they were pretty sure when they were donating these brains that there was a likelihood of seeing CTE post-mortem.
Right. So no control group. Okay. Shira Springer, sports and society reporter for WBUR. Shira, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.